Next, I'd like to have Olufunke Moses come and read. Olufunke, please. Thank you.
So you said, can you write? I thought about it for a second, consulted with God and my muses, and began. A couple of words here and there, some sentences, no structure, no iambic pentameter, just a little freestyle, rhymeless but musical, because my soul plays jazz. That moves my spirit to write a line like the last one. I brought it to a close right there, titled it, and decided to call it a poem. Hello, everybody. That was Answer, and I'm Olufunke Moses. The poems I'm going to be sharing with you today are mostly ode poems because I find myself writing mostly fiction these days, but I hope you enjoy them anyway. This is Marathon Runner. Next time life changes, I don't want to be a marathon runner. When mama tells me she ain't riding with that man no more, that husband of hers who talks loud and walks proud and tells her to shut up, I want to place my hand on the small of her back, rub concentric circles moving upwards, and ask if she likes some honey with that tea. When little brother, either of them, doesn't matter, walks in on my sitting or walks in on my standing and forgets to ask about my living, which is often most every day, I want to set a dinner plate before him, good china, new silverware, with his favorite taste and decadent smells, and remark, you must be famished. Here, sit, eat. When older, not too close to me, sister, after 4 months, does not call, does not respond to the 7-page letter I sent, does not forgive things from the past, I want to take a road trip down to tropical places, pull a big fancy car in front of her house, take a bag over full of combs, oils, and lip balms, sit her in between my legs, part her hair, and scratch her scalp, being careful not to make her tender-headed. When father does any of the numerous things that fathers do to young daughters growing older that remind him of old mothers growing stronger, I want to look at him full in the face, noticing age, brownness, loveliness, and honor those things about him I cannot see, those things about him I do not love, those things about him I will not change, do not belong to me to change or blame or judge. When life catches me sideways, unawares, with my eyes closed, unexpectant, I do not want to respond with sharp intake of breath, anxiety attack, or discomfort. I do not want to look for a way out, a way around, a way through, this mess, another mess, any mess. Do not want to call several friends, or even one in particular, to ask, what should I, or what would you, or how can I do not, and anyway, my running shoes are falling apart, and anyway, I do not want to look for them anymore, anyway. Next time life comes at me, showing out, acting all new, and changing things. Next time life changes, I don't want to be a marathon runner. I want to breathe real deep, arch my back, and slide right in matching steps, perfect stride, and say, beautiful day out today. Got my walking shoes on. Can I come with you? A stereotypical poem. White women in horror movies getting undressed without the windows wide open. It's like black mothers learning how to sit on living room sofas without plastic covers. The young brown daughters of white mothers always have short hair. And somewhere, a black woman sucks her teeth and says, I don't know why she married no black man if she can't learn to do that baby's hair. All mulattoes are tragic, but not really. because the little bit of coffee they got, minus the cream, gives them soul. If you're brown, stick around. And really, this is just a stereotypical poem with truth in it. Black man listened to I Shot the Sheriff while being pulled over for the third time on this particular day. What you doing in this here Mercedes, boy? White men trade in black mammy tits for black caviar, subconsciously realizing that black, when swallowed, is always nectar. And the real reason Bruce Banner turns into Incredible Hulk is because somebody called him a nigga, a black nigga. Little black girls and little white girls play Tweely Lee in Jim Crow circles. Playing cops and robbers means a little black boy will always have to be the robber. Everybody knows black men belong in orange prison suits. I'm falling and I can't get up instantly means another Rodney King is getting beat down somewhere. And we all just can't get along because somebody's balls, neck, body fertilized this here tree we're sitting under. Tree bark is just burnt black skin anyway. And sometime in the next 2 weeks, somebody will thank me for this wonderful little poem. You're such a good writer. Not realizing life wrote this here story. I'm just a storyteller. But anyway, this is just another stereotypical poem with truth in it. These next two poems I want to share are for my friend Ken, who committed suicide in January. The first one is new, and the second one I got to share with him before he died. Last Friday, for Ken Stone. Seems like I was praying for the wrong one. Friday came and my too late phone call went direct to voicemail. Wonder if you were still alive then. Maybe might I have called you on the landline. I might have gone direct to voice or silence. Which one? Now, days later, listening to your last message on Tuesday's voicemail, wonder what made me save it. I missed the parts of you I romanticized, but mostly those I did not. Cry because I wonder if I played my part right. Should I have, or could I have, or would it have made a difference if? Unanswered questions, never to be answered by your tormented soul. I pray now that God gives your spirit rest and that you are no longer afraid to be awfully, beautifully, painfully, whoever you are, were, never to be again. This next one is Trilogy Plus Two for Ken. One, if you sit inside yourself where God lives, count sun rays backwards from 100, 99, 98, you will hear God singing, there'll be sunshine when he knows. Dun, dun, dun. Unbend knees and touch sky clouds. Thank God for absence of blindness and presence of light, life, and you blossom. Two, forehead reads, use no sharp objects to relieve pressure. And anyway, that's what God made a woman's fingertips for. Back reads, in case of extreme loads, bend, but do not break. And anyway, that's what God makes strong shoulders for. Pick up head, arch back, and you blossom. Three, boy child, gemstone, daily polishes what God has honed. Tortured soul, growing man, looks outside himself to understand. Through God, all things are possible. Believe this, and you blossom. Four, Ecclesiastes reads, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. Dream when awakening, conversate when sleeping, and you blossom. Five, he came from good people. Love claimed him daily. Universe shifted atoms and molecules to make space for beauty inside himself to be manifest. Open eyes, See beauty, believe beauty, claim beauty, and you will blossom. This is an untitled piece. When I wake up to my mate, his brown arms will pull me closer over my slight shift in position. Yesterday, I said about today, Mom, I'm gonna have me a man tomorrow. And her brown lips parted for the white teeth to laugh at me. See, but what I know that she don't yet realize is if I keep on yesterday, talking about today, the things that will happen tomorrow, past, present, future is gonna spin my fantasy into reality, and I'm gonna, when I wake up to my mate, his brown arms will pull me closer over my slight shift in position. This last poem, I had an issue. Well, no, the children are gone. Okay, this is grown folks' business. First encounters. She fingered herself and waited for him to come. Thousands of miles away, inside a building on a palm tree-lined street, he gasped at the remembrance, this sweetness of hers that directs his hand underneath an oak conference table to unzip his trousers and massage his erect penis. She revisits with trembling hands the places he traced with fingertips, mouth, tongue, paths leading to a forest already wet with dew. He remembers her mouth on his, and his, and his, releases a sigh that finds itself completely inappropriate in a meeting on structural design and architectural integrity. She is feeling his weight on her now. He is feeling his waist warm from the cocoon of her thighs. She is almost there, fifth floor, sixth floor, seventh. He is already there, fingers moistly sticky from a single thought. She will not later explain why the elevator has, twice now, bypassed several floors. He will not now explain why he refuses to shake hands on his way out. Doors open, meeting adjourns. She will go home to her toy box tonight. Tomorrow, she will be taking a much-needed trip to California. Thank you.
Thank you, Funke. That was beautiful and very brave. That's some very tough matter to write about and share.